God for Minister Holmes reading those scriptures that I asked him to read earlier. And what we wanted to do this morning is just give you a good zest of where we are going this morning. And we're going to try to cover this endeavor to the best of our ability. Minister Holmes has read verses 1 through 7 out of chapter 11 of the Gospel according to St. John. He also read verses 11 through 15. I'm going to read 14 and 15. Then I'm going to jump to 21 and read down through 26. The Bible reads, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." Verse 21. "Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Based on our thinking, 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And also we want you to focus on the 22nd, the 21st verse. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. And as I studied this particular scripture, I got caught between two thoughts. So, first of all, we're going to talk this morning about it's all in what you believe. It's all in what you believe. Subtopic: he may not come when you want him, but he will be on time. It's all what you believe. And he may not come when you want it, but he will come on time. I'm so glad this morning that we know who Jesus is. We are so thankful that he is who he is, and he's done all that he has done, and there's so much more that he's going to do in all of our lives. So if we believe that he is who he is, then there comes a time that we must let go and let God have his way. The Bible declares that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. And you don't have to praise him in the dance, but you ought to be able to praise him in the depths of your heart. You ought to be able to feel something sometime just to stay connected with the higher power, the high priest, the one that had done more for us than we can do for ourselves. So we are so glad that God has blessed us. We are so glad that by his grace and by his mercy, he is such a loving God, and he's allowed us to be here on this first Sunday of the last month of the year. We find that in just a few days, we will be right in 2018 for the year. It's amazing how fast time goes by. As we all know, we are officially in what we call the holiday season. Thanksgiving has come and gone. And no matter what we've dealt with these last 11 months, we can still say without reservations that God is still a good God. We are thankful to God, and I thank God even on Wednesday evening as we shared in our Bible study, and even though Thanksgiving was over, we individually just went around the room to just declare something that we were thankful for. And in the midst of that, see, sometimes you got to listen to the Spirit of God and you got to get away from your normal way of doing things and just hear what God has to say. And in the midst of that, God blessed us in such a way because that there were one testimony that hit us right to the heart to let us know that God is still in business. Every one of us in here got something to be thankful for. If you can hear the sound of my voice right now, that's something to be thankful for. If you're able this morning to walk in here on your own accord, and it doesn't matter whether you came in on a cane or on a walker or whatever you had to assist you, if you were able to come in on your own accord, that is something to be thankful for. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God has blessed me in a way that I know that all those little things that you take for granted, it's time now to give God praise and to give him honor. I thank God for the enthusiasm of Sister Eloise and for allowing our children to go and to see folk that are going through, to see folk that when you get old and you get elderly, sometimes you have to go to a home. And there's some of us that said that I'll never let my mama go to a home, but you don't know what you're going to have to do. The thing is that if mama go to the home, don't stop going to the home yourself. There's time that you got to give them that extra care, and there's some things that you can't do on your own. So I'm so glad that God has blessed us in a time to where we have facilities, that we have loved ones, that if you need something, there's somebody that is capable and qualified to give you those things that you need. I'm sure this morning that most of us, young and old, has had our days of trials as well as tribulations throughout this year. For some, it's been one thing after another. Seems like as soon as you get one situation straightened out, there's already something else already on your plate. It's amazing sometimes when it seems like that one thing happened, and before you know it, there's something else going on. But I just want to let you know, in all honesty, that you got to know that God is still right there by your side. You got to realize that if your mind is troubled, then and your joy level is extremely low, and you've been so preoccupied and depressed, and I come to tell you this morning, don't let the enemy get the best of you this morning. Don't let the enemy make you think that you don't have any hope. Don't let him put in your mind that out of all that you've done, you're not getting anywhere. You see, that there's a time that when it seemed like the farther and the closer you try to get to God, the enemy just keep on knocking you right back down. I found out that there's some things going on in our lives, and it's not always sickness. It's not always the fact that you don't have money in your pocket. Most of us, we've been poor most of our lives anyway, so you know how to have joy when you don't have no money. Anybody ever been broke and still happy anyhow? Anybody ever realized that I don't have all the ends to meet right now, but in the midst of trying to make those ends meet, God is still blessing me in the midst of it all. We got so much to be thankful for. We got to learn how to give God some praise. We got to take our life back from the enemy, trusting and believing that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. If you believe this morning that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, in your times of despair, we got to maintain a strong mind. And most importantly, we got to learn how to have a positive frame of mind. I don't like to deal with a whole lot of negative-minded folk. Those folk, it's all right that every now and again you got a pain or an ailment, but every time they see you, it's one thing or another. You ought to have a good day sometime. Then there's a time when even if you're having a bad day, don't let the devil know you're having a bad day. You got to say, everything's going to be all right. Anybody in here, when I think about that song, hallelujah, anyhow, that lets me know that when I don't feel like it, I still ought to be able to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You can have a pain in your body right now, but that ought not take your joy away. It may make you be concerned, and it may make you go through some things, but you still got to learn how to have a positive outlook. I heard, and I just heard it from somebody, and I hope they were telling the truth because I'm going to say it. But I heard that a 10-year-old child committed suicide. Look at the time in which we are living. A child that young haven't even had an opportunity to know what life is really all about. But if you can get so crowded in your mind to where you are contemplating taking your own life, it's time to go down on bended knees. It saddened my heart this morning to know that not only that individual, but that there's so many folk that are walking around with a smile or halfway smile on their face, but their minds are crowded and they are depressed and they feel like there is no hope. They feel like that I'm not going to have a better day, but I beg to differ this morning. I come to tell somebody there is a better day coming. I come to tell somebody you got to have a strong mindset and you got to learn how to tell the devil to get behind you. You got to learn that there comes a time that the Bible teaches us that we got to speak things as if they already are. Just because you hadn't got to where you're trying to get in your mind, you ought to be able to say, I'm already there. But that's why the individual said, don't wait until the battle is over. You can shout right now. All of us got something to shout about this morning. No matter what the doctor say or despite what your friend's advice might be, you got to believe that you can look to the hills of Zion and know that your help will come. The God that we belong to and the God that we serve, I know him to be an able God. We got to learn how to speak positive even when we feel that it's the opposite. It is better than what it seems. If you are one this morning that is going through, you ought to be able to join me in saying this morning and mean it when you say it, that if I don't look like what I've been through. Somebody in here is going through something this morning. Some of the things that you're going through, you hadn't told nobody but Jesus. And you're waiting on God to hear and to answer your prayer. There's somebody in here wondering, am I ever going to get any better than what I am right now? But I come to let you know, whatever condition you might be in, all you got to do is just look around. And I guarantee you there's somebody in a worse condition than that you're in. To God be the glory anyhow. Am I talking to anybody in here? Am I talking to anybody that know that even though I've been knocked down, I know how to get back up? Am I talking to anybody to know that there might be a pain in my body, but I don't have to worry about a leave. I don't have to worry about a Tylenol. I can call Dr. Jesus and the Lord is going to make everything work out all right. The enemy is attacking our body. The enemy is attacking our minds and we got to get our mind back. It's always been said that if you want some help, we got to be willing, first of all, to help yourself. Don't stay down in despair. Stop walking around with your head hung down. You got something to look up for this morning. You got something to have a little bit of joy about. And one thing I found out is that if you can't find no joy in your own life, you can get joy from somebody else's life. And I see God done bless somebody else, it gives me joy. The same way when my brother hurt, I hurt. When my brother cried, I cried. When I see him smile, I ought to be able to smile. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I ain't been up here in 2 weeks, so you have to bear with me this morning. I've been waiting to get back in here. I believe this morning that I serve a good God. I believe that if I ask God for anything, whatever we need, God has got. I found out that it's yours for the asking. And one thing we got to understand, though, we got to know that it's got to be in the will of God. Everything you ask for is not for you. And then you got to understand that the other side of that is you got to be careful what you ask for. But where much is given, much is required. If you don't have a mindset that you're going to make the necessary sacrifices to do the thing that need to be done, stop asking for a little more power. Stop asking for more authority. Stop asking to be on the top. If you can't be on the top and not be able to do the thing that got to be done. Some of us want to be leaders, and you got to know how to follow to be a leader. I believe this morning that it brings to my mind one of my favorite songs. Song that we sang here in this household of faith. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Whoever I'm talking to this morning, God said that he has something for you. I want to remind you that what God has for you, it is for you. I want to tell you this morning that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. When you think about how hard you've had it coming up through the years, all you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. See, I found out that you got to make up your own mind. I'm going to serve the Lord anyhow. Say, I want you, my brothers and sisters, to help me lift up the name of Jesus. I come to the house this morning looking to give God praise. The enemy tried to attack my body again. The enemy tried to give me a sore throat. The enemy tried to make my nose run and all that kind of stuff. But that's not going to stop me from opening up my mouth. Sometimes you got to learn how to talk through your congestion. You got to learn how to realize that I might have a headache, but it's not going to hurt always. Stop giving in to everything. When you say I'm hurting, then you're going to be hurting. Sometimes you got to say I'm all right and no, you're not all right. But by faith, everything will work out for your good. We got any faith folk in here this morning? We got anybody in here that really love the Lord our God? I wonder if anybody come in here to give your God praise this morning. The choir sang songs and there's been a great testimony. The praise team did a masterful job this morning. But what did you bring to the table? I know you gave in the tithes and the offering, but you got to give something else. Bible says you got to offer your own body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service, you ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done for me, I can't help but give my God some praise. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. 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 There's something about that name this morning. There's something about giving my God glory. There's something about letting the Lord know I just want to thank you for all that you've done for me. Anybody come to thank God this morning? Anybody going through in your life this morning? But you're going to let that devil get up under your feet? Anybody want to make the devil out of a lie this morning? Somebody told me that when the praises go up, your blessings will come down. Anybody come to look for a blessing? I want to let you know that it's already here. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be in the number this morning. I'm glad to know that I serve a mighty God. Y'all getting me stirred up, Let me go ahead and finish this thing this morning. Talk about how important it is for the people of faith to believe Because what we believe will govern how we handle situations that arise in our lives. If you think that you're going to always be down, you're going to always be down. There ain't somebody been told that you're never going to amount to nothing. But you made that devil a liar. There's somebody told you that you don't deserve anything. But how many know that God has gave you everything that you got? When we look at the definition of believe, Webster says to accept as true or truthful, to have faith and to accept the existence of something. My Bible dictionary reads, to place one's trust in God's truth. One who takes God at his word and trusts in him for salvation. We got some folk boasts about, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm highly favored in the Lord. But you don't have anything to boast about. For the Bible that I read said, by grace are you saved. Not of any merits of your own. That, hey, God don't care that you don't drink no more. That's not going to get you in. Some of us had a lying tongue and still telling lies. But God died for that lying tongue that you got in your mouth. Let me get where I need to be. For real though. Our text deals with the situation of how Jesus will allow things to take place so that people can see the manifestation of God's power and then believe. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to move into this text right quickly. Those of you that know that the trying year that I've had and how I was down and when I was out and just sort of laying down, but I wasn't quite dead yet. But I went to a service and the minister in charge kept on saying, we looking at a miracle. And I thank God for the miracle, but I wasn't that far gone. Then I have to look at the fact that I didn't see what he saw. Because I was dealing with things from the inside out. And from the inside out, I trust and believe that God will do what needed to be done. So even though you saw the signs of what I was going through, on the inside, I was able to say everything's going to be all right. And because of the prayers and the mercies and the miracle of God, everything is getting better and better day by day. Don't you know I can even kick my foot back up? What a mighty God we serve this morning. So God allowed me to go through what I had to go through so that somebody else could see the power and the glory of God. God allowed you to go through the things that you've gone through so somebody could see the power of God. God allowed that man that stood up and let us know that for 32 long years he'd been incarcerated, but God allowed him to live long enough to let him know that victory shall be his. So that somebody else can see you might be in, but if you hold on and hold out, God will bring you out. So God will allow some things to happen. The Bible says. Now, a certain man was sick. This man's name was Lazarus. This man had a sister, two sisters, Mary and Martha. And they were the ones that loved God. Mary loved God so much, the Bible declared that she anointed him with ointment and wiped his feet with her own hair. The Bible says, therefore, these sisters looked at their brother and realized that Lazarus is real sick. Lord, we want to send and ask Jesus to come and see about him. The message that they sent was, whom the one who you love is sick. When you love somebody, see, that'll move you. You have to drop everything, because when you love somebody and they got a call, there's something done happened. I don't care what you got on your agenda, you're going to stop what you're doing and go see about that one that you love. But look here. When Jesus heard it, the Bible declares, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Don't let nobody kill you before it's time. I don't care what you're going through, what you got, or what you might get, what the doctor might say, you're not going nowhere till God say so. The glory of God, so that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Bible declares Jesus loved Martha, and he loved her sister Mary, and he loved Lazarus. But when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, Jesus stayed there two more days in the place where he was. Then after those 2 days, instead of going where Lazarus was, he said, let us go on over back into Judea. But now, these things said he, and after that, he said unto them, our friend, he's talking to the disciples, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. See, the Bible declares, out of all of your getting, get an understanding. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't think that you already got the answer. See, when he said that he is sleeping, the disciples thought that he was just laying there resting. You know how we do. Said unto the disciple, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. How many of us, when we feel bad, just want to get somewhere and just lay down for a little while? And after you lay there for a little while, you seem to feel a little bit better. But I wonder, is there anybody in here ever been laying there and, man, I feel good laying down here. Actually, I feel good sitting down here. But when you decide to get up, that pain you thought that was gone, still there. So their mindset was that if he laying there and he sleep, he's doing all right. But then the Lord said unto them, because he knew what they were thinking, they thought that he was resting in his sleep. But Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. But then look at what he says. I'm glad that for your sake that I wasn't there. Now, there could be a contradiction there, because if you love me and you can help me, why are you going to wait 2, 3, 4 days before you come and see about me? And then the one that you're training, that you got under your wing, you telling them that I'm glad I wasn't there. Make somebody think you didn't love him no way. But look at what else he says. I'm glad that I wasn't there for your sake, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So regardless of where he is, regardless of the fact that he is dead, we going on and see about him anyhow. Isn't it amazing how when you die, you see loved ones, or you don't see them, but the family see loved ones that they hadn't seen in a mighty long time.
death would draw in all of your cousins, all of your uncles, all of your aunts that are able, they're going to come to your homegoing service. You had that party last week, couldn't make it. Had the family reunion, they couldn't make it. Had that big Thanksgiving dinner last Thursday, they couldn't make it. But I guarantee you, if you die and you have the funeral on next Thursday, most of them gonna make it. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. But now, here Jesus is. He set the stage that we got to go and see about Lazarus. Even though Lazarus is dead, we're going to go. And I'm going for your sake because you need to see the power of God. But now, they heard that Lazarus was dead. So the Bible declared many of the Jews came to Martha and to Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Somewhat like we do. I ain't even going to go all the way over there. You know how we do. We get the food together. We bring food every day until time for the homegoing celebration. So there's somebody there to comfort you. As soon as Martha heard that Jesus was coming, the Bible declared that she went and met him. Mary stayed still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But then Martha says something. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Martha still had hope. Martha realized that even in a dead situation, God had the power to restore life. But in order for that to happen, you got to believe. It all depends on what you believe. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he arise in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Yeah. Any believers in the house? Yeah. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Yeah. I'm so glad to know this morning that I know that I serve a mighty God. And I believe in the power of God. Even though they realize that God wasn't there right then. You got to know that God will come on time. He asked them, do you believe this? And I just stopped by to tell somebody that you got to trust the power of a loving God. For the Bible declared Martha went to get Mary. And when she got married, she said, Jesus is down there and I want to go and see my Jesus. The Bible declared that when Mary saw Jesus, she fell down at his feet. She said unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would not have died. In other words, Lord, if you would have came when we told you to come, everything would have been all right. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord may not come when you want him, but he will come on time. Anybody know God to be an on-time God? I just stopped by to tell somebody that when Jesus was there and she was weeping, and all the Jews were weeping along with her, Jesus began to groan down in his spirit. You see, when you love somebody, and when they die and they leave you, there's sadness that come down to your heart. And the Bible declared that Jesus wept himself. If the Lord would cry for somebody, then we all not mind crying on our own. I'm so glad to know this morning that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God this morning that realized that if I believe in his power, if you believe in the power of a loving God, God will allow something to happen in your life. But they happen just so you can see the power of God. I'm glad that God got all power, and that power will do everything that it needs to do. For the Bible declared that he said, take me down there where Lazarus is. He got down to the graveside. He realized that there was a stone in the cave. And he said, move the stone away. But they began to tell him, oh, Lord, it's been 4 days now. I believe the lather is stinking by now. But how many of you know it don't matter what condition you might be in? It's never too late for the power of a loving God. I'm so glad this morning that after 4 long days, Jesus stood right there by the graveside. He called out the name Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus got up out of the grave. That man that was dead came back alive. He came out of the grave with blood running stream in his veins. He came out of the grave with everything being all right. So I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you believe in the power of a loving God, it all depends on what you believe. If you believe that God can work your situation out, no matter how long it might take, you better hold on and hold out and know that God is going to come to your rescue. I'm so glad that God has an open ear. I'm so glad that God has an eye that's watching over us. And all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. I believe that the Lord is a way maker. I believe that the Lord is right here in Foul Chapel. God had brought somebody that was being knocked down. He picked you right back up and made everything all right. Is there anybody in the house that know that you got the power that you got because of the power of a loving God? I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I know the power of a loving God. I know that if I call on the name of Jesus, that everything is going to be all right. You see, I told you a long time ago when everything started to get a little bit better that I was going through part one, but now I'm in the process of part two. For the Lord God had gave me back some power. He renewed some of my strength back. And I'm so glad this morning that it didn't come when I wanted him to, because I wanted him to come when it first started. But I realized that it's a process. Anybody going through the process this morning? Anybody got something going on in your life? You better tell that devil to get up off of you. You better get your mind track right. You better have a positive outlook on what you're going through. You got to know that God is going to work everything out all right. Anybody glad this morning to know that you don't have to accept what nobody else say? Because God got the last say. And when the Lord God said he can do, I just stopped by to tell somebody that God is able this morning and God will do what he said that he would do. All you got to do is believe. And can't nobody believe it for you. You got to believe it for yourself. It all depends on what you believe. If you believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for your sins and your shortcoming, then salvation is yours, so said the Lord. If you believe that when they buried him, that he did get up out of the grave, then that's a testament to who you know God to be. It all depends on what you believe. Now, I know that there's some folk in here that's been praying, and some of your answers has not come just yet. Subtopic tells me to tell you that he might not come when you want him, but he will be on time. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. There's a song that says he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. I know him to be on time this morning. For when I look and I hear and I read and I've shared with you the story of Lazarus, two loving sisters, but Jesus held back. Even though he loved Lazarus, he realized that I can't go right now because I got to show you the power of God. There are some things that you're going to endure and you're going to go through in your life just so you can see and believe in the power of God. There is no greater power than of that of the Lord our Savior Jesus the Christ. When you think of the fact that he has power even over death, death being the last enemy. But don't let nothing shake your faith. Trust in the God that you serve.